Hello, everyone. Welcome to week three of Freak Folks.
Can you hear me?
First, we'll have a quick PSA.
Man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Hi guys.
Hey,
Hannah. Good to see you. So today, it's just Hannah and I.
Yeah, so it's a mess, guys. But
yeah, we don't have Miss Lila Cohen to like do everything for us.
Yeah, mommy's not here.
Mommy's not here, but we're strong, independent women.
Yes, we are.
Together.
And look what's happening. We're here. So today, we have our show theme as
dance.
Freak folk dance.
And you're in for a treat because you have two of your very own
dancers. Yes. No, we're actually dancers.
Yeah, it's actually a passion of ours. If you didn't know.
We're actually working on some dance, and we'll tell you about it later, but...
Can you hear us out there?
But we're just gonna go on. Start. Let's do that.
Between black and white, and the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. Unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. Rated my performance. He said he could see through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions. questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am. Up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find.
Leave.
Hello. Hi, guys. So you just listened to Changing of the Guards by Bob Dylan and Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls.
So before I actually didn't have my mic on.
Oh. And now I can hear you.
And now we can hear me. I don't know if you could hear me before. I don't know. I was just talking about how Mommy Lila's not here and now we don't know how to do anything, so...
But we're learning.
Look, now my mic's on.
Yay! And we're doing so good. So yeah, Lila's not here, if you didn't hear. But it's okay.
It's okay, because... this is better!
Because we have the dancers, so yeah.
Yes, because now it's just the dancers here, and we can do a dancer show.
And we're actually dancing right now.
So yes, it's true. When we play the music, we're actually dancing, so you can guess how we're dancing.
When Changing of the Guards came on, I just, like, started, like, screaming my tuchus off.
Gully started screaming her tuchus, and then I put my arms to the sides, very straight, and then I started waving my hair back and forth. Back and forth. 16 years.
We were singing along too. We like to do that here in Freak Folks. So I just want to talk about like dance and what it has brought to our lives and what it means to us and what it can mean to other people.
Yeah. So dance to me is huge. Dance is a way to express yourself, a way to feel yourself, a way to connect your emotions to your physical body, which is so important, and a way to bring people together.
Yes, seriously, like
it's huge.
It's so intimate. Like it really, I feel like dance can speak a lot more than words can. Like just like dancing with other people, you feel so connected to them in a way that maybe talking doesn't hit.
It's completely different. It's a completely different form of communication, I feel like.
Yeah.
So vulnerable, but nice.
Yeah. And it's just like, I recently, since I've been beginning my dance journey over the past year or two, I feel like I'm like surprised that my body is able to do these things. Like, our bodies are so able. Door just opened. And I just find that really freeing.
Mm-hmm.
To like know the ways in which your body can move and like have control.
Yeah, like the more you move your body, the more like smart it gets, the more like mobility you can open up, and then therefore like, I don't know, it's just,
and
so
then
good,
and therefore you get that mind mobility,
and therefore you get that mind mobility, because it's like, oh my god, I have this other connection to my emotion now that I can let out. And it's just,
amen, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So next up, we have.
Tell me about this, Galia.
So, okay. We have a little something something. I don't know how to pronounce it, to be honest.
Okay, let me read it.
Okay.
Votam Rook Ro. No. Rook Dome.
Rook Dome. Mm-hmm. By Dori Benzeev. This is on an album that Hannah found some really cool, freaky folk
Hebrew
song.
Yes.
And it was really cool.
On Lemon Tree.
What?
It's called Lemon Tree. The word.
Oh, Lemon Tree. I don't know what this is called because I don't speak Hebrew. Sad. But
we can all guess and dance. You know, see, we don't need to know the words, but we could feel the emotion through whatever movement comes over us.
Yes. So I invite you all to, with this next song, just feel it in your chest and feel it in your arms and see what happens.
Maybe in your head too.
Yeah. Like bump that head, you know. Okay. Up next, Vayotak.
ואתם רוקדים פעם ראשונה. מחפש שבילי ליבו אחור אין הפקוחות מי מגר אותך ים הומה על הגרות חצי משורה חבש וילי ליבו אחור אין הפקוחות מי מגרות חייב ומה על הגרות ואתם רוקדים 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 נורא רוקדים נורא רוקדים חדש ומבקש להיות חלק לבן בין השורות לחיות ולמולל מילים בבוהן ולקבץ תנוחות Thank you. ואתם רוקדים 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 נורא רוקדים ודף חדש הוא מבקש להיות חלק לבן בין השורות לחיות ולמולל מילים בבוהן ולקבץ תנוחות חצי משורר ברוחו עונה בכל פינה לאהבה שהיא שכינה הוא חזה מראש הוא ראה בשורה הוא רשם בשקט כל מה שקרה רוקדים נורא רוקדים
to ask 100%. Okay. What should we do now?
Now I lie to you.
You just listened to Pacer by The Amps and Blue Lightning by Big Thief.
Yes.
So Hannah and I want to kind of talk about our dance journeys together as Golly and Hannah.
Yes. We weren't always professional dancers.
We haven't always been.
Just last year, we were taking our Russian mom dance classes together.
Because we just really felt connected to that style of Russian moms. And they didn't speak any English, only Russian. So we could only communicate through dance!
And it was beautiful. And we felt so close to those women. It was crazy. And there was this one day, and it was like Russian Women's Day. And they were like, and I don't know, but they basically just communicated through dance that we had to wear like tights and spandex and 80s workout clothes. Yeah.
And we knew to show up.
And we showed up
through dance.
And then we all just danced and drank champagne and grapes together.
And it was beautiful. So yeah, it really shows the power of dance.
Yeah.
Can cross cultural bounds.
Exactly. And honestly, I feel like words in that situation would have gotten in between us. If we knew how to communicate through words, there would have been more barrier. But since we couldn't, we only had dance, and that just...
Yeah. So since then, we've kind of just been, you know, we did that dance class, and then, you know, we came here to the University of Maryland.
Oh, welcome to WMUC. We're... Welcome to WMUC Digital. Said that in the beginning, College Park.
Just a reminder.
Where college radio
is good
radio. Anyways.
Where college is good and the radio is better.
Is really good. Anyways, sorry about that. Just
what were we talking about?
The main drinks. So,
oh yeah, we came to UMD, and we went to a show like right away, and it was amazing. There was amazing music, you know. But something I noticed was a big lack of dancing. Like there was some like shaking of the head, and then there was like the mosh that would happen at times, but no one was like free and just dancing and moving their bodies to the music all the time. And I was like, this is literally just complete. There's a gap. Like this is missing.
There's a cultural divide.
There's a cultural divide between the people and their bodies.
Yes, it's really true. So, and I remember Hannah, we were like, trying to dance. And I feel like it really depends on the music too. It's the thing that you can dance to. Like physically, I feel like my body moves better with different. I don't know.
Like when there's a beat.
Yeah, when there's a beat, it's like. But
most
yeah.
music has beat though.
Yeah. Except, you'll hear about that later.
What?
Except,
Nah. Anyways,
okay. So yeah, we were like coming to UMD and we're really lost. We're like, where are all the dancers at? But like, not the dancers,
just
but like
the people
that dance. You know, it's a different
but
thing.
Normal people.
Yeah.
Where's the dancing? But
so then wow. Hannah. went to this festival thing.
Then I was like, okay, so dance is completely missing from my life because I always just like dancing all the time. I'm a person that's dancing all the time, and I was like, why is there no one dancing at these things that you're supposed to dance at? I felt like, so I went to this like random like workshop dance thing at the Clarice. Oh. I don't know. And I met her.
Oh my god, she met her, and then everything.
Her
just
name
like,
was
Chitra.
Chitra, and
she changed everything.
Yeah, and then Galia, I told Galia about it.
Yeah,
okay,
she
wait.
Was freaking
okay, so
out.
Galia, no. Okay, wait. So Chitra, she was just this literal goddess from India that came. Like she's this beautiful, like she makes a fusion of Indians and
Indian
hip-hop
classical
and hip hop.
Who would have thought?
She's just a beautiful woman. She brings everyone in, and she just grooves so good.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
yeah.
I told Galia immediately. Then we went to
a class
together
in Tacoma Park, my hometown, at the dance exchange where I used to dance when I was younger. I did like interpretive dance when I was like 8, and yeah, and it was really cool to like go back there. But then after that, we were like, Oh my god.
Well, we were just like, this is the secret to life and happiness and community.
We get like that sometimes.
Yeah, we get really inspired. But we were like, we need to make a dance group at UMD.
And we need Chitra to be our mom.
Our mom.
Shout out, mom, out there.
Yeah, shout out my own mom.
My own mom.
But... keep tuning in to figure out what we did about this.
Yeah, yeah. The story is not over, but we'll keep you on the edge of your seat. So
yes.
Next up, we have, speaking of mothers, Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. So
keep dancing, guys.
Keep this one will get you dancing with your mom and maybe your child.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Care for the life of me. Remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be. It just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs
over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope,
oh, no,
on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only emotional. Just can't believe it so, though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so low, in such a mysterious way, in the course of a lifetime runs, over and over again. But I would not give you false hope, on this strange
Hello, friends. We are back. You just listened to
Waiting on You All. Oh, wait. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear? Okay.
Wait, I don't. I think I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now.
So, yeah.
Waiting on You All by George Harrison. Holy shoot. That one, I was box stepping.
Oh, yeah. It was getting kind of crazy in here. And then California Stars by Billy Bragg and Wilco. And then before that was Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon.
Yeah, so.
Where did we leave you off in our story? I know you're on the edge of your seat.
But we're back, don't worry. Oh, what were we?
Oh, so then.
Oh, J-tada.
Yeah.
Oh, we wanted to make. We were like, we have to make our own, like, dance group. We have to bring this to UMD.
Yeah.
How does this not exist? We know there's, like, the dance majors, the Clarice, whatever, but there's no, like, groups, like, or,
yeah,
like, you know.
Like, but they were all, like, really good, and we weren't, like.
Yeah, we're, like, we're not dancers. We are professional dancers, don't get us wrong, but we're not dancers. Like, dancers.
We're dancers, but we're not dancers.
Like, we don't need to dance.
So we were, like, okay, how can we bring this into our own lives? And then we started going to. We went to, like, the dance place one time. Remember that? And we went to this modern dance class,
really,
but it was kind of bad. Like,
because we don't like real dance.
Yeah, we like the weird. But, okay, I'm taking a modern dance class right now, and I kind of love it, to be honest. Sometimes.
Yeah, no. It's good.
I like the 5-6, you know?
When it's groovy and good, like,
yes.
Whatever. But, okay, so then I started taking this dance class first. This semester, this improv dance class with Sarah Pearson. Shout out, Sarah Pearson. And it's, like, this weird class that is literally all about, like, opening yourself up to, like, your own feeling and, like, moving through that. And whatever that means to you, that is dance. And it's, like, the coolest class ever. We do the weirdest things. We just, like...
I need to take that class.
We just interpretive dance in the weirdest way. And, like, she just, like, gets us to, like... just work out of our box, outside of our comfort zones, and just, like, connect to ourselves, and it's so good. And then one time, what just happened?
I don't know.
Okay. And then one time, I saw this thing that the radio is doing. Galia, tell me about it, because you're in the zine team. Can you tell me about it?
Oh, yeah. No? So, basically, the zine promo show, instead of, they wanted, like, well, you were, like, involved in the beginning, like, I don't know how
was
it
I?
Came to be. Yeah, that's
Wait,
how I found out about it.
Oh, yeah, you. No, I was, but, like, I wasn't involved in zine.
Oh, in zine. Okay, yeah, so, like, you just have, they have, like, a promo show
yeah,
to, like, sell
launch,
zines to
whatever.
Make money.
But, yeah, okay, so basically
yeah,
I saw
I don't
this
know.
Thing. Basically, I saw this thing that the zine was doing this launch show thing, and they wanted, dance as a part of it, like dance as an art to be a part of it, instead of just like the normal, they would just have like a band and that's like the art because it's like music. They wanted dance to be a part of it. I was like, yes sir, let me hop
yes,
on
sir.
This let me hop on this. And then yeah, so it came to be me and shout out Tori, Adia. We are working on this immersive dance experience,
so yeah, and it's happening this Friday. On May 9th at 7:30 p.m.
Yep. Zine
so
show. Yeah. Like
all you listeners out there, how do you? Yeah. All you listeners out there, you
pull
can,
up.
Well,
all you listeners, pull up.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Pull
and,
up.
And Galia is also one of the dancers in it too.
Yeah.
And pull up because we're going to shake the community. We are bringing dance
to the community. Yeah, and so after this, actually, we have rehearsal.
Yeah, we actually have dance
rehearsal. We actually have dance rehearsal after this.
Yeah, so we got
to
run.
Yeah, we have to run at 7 o'clock sharp. So, yeah. But it's going to be, like, we're really, oh my God, we have to talk about the dance thing we went to on Friday.
Oh!
On Thursday. We're really immersed in this dance world now. We went to the most insane dance performance, I think I don't know, but it was...
But guys, we really can't explain it.
And we can't explain it, just trust
so it
me.
It sucks. It really sucks to...
But it, we came out of that theater, like, screaming.
Yeah, literally.
And then...
Like,
pacing.
Yeah, and then we had a, like, we were having some intense moments. Like, we sat outside the Clarice and we were, like, writing. Like, we were on such, like, an inspiration, creativity high. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, writing down all the things that they did in the dance that we want to implement into our dance.
It was crazy. It was actually crazy. And they were, like, they were famous. They were famous professionals, yeah, Broadway.
Like Chance the Rapper.
Alicia Keys famous.
Like, they danced for Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
So that's what we think we look like when we dance.
Yeah, no, but it is what we look like. Trust me. Yeah. So pull up.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of where we are currently in our dance journey. So thank you for really delving into that with us.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to more music now.
We're going to keep dancing.
We're going to keep dancing with you. Next up, we have...
I don't know.
Yeah. The swimming song. Hopefully this makes you want to kind of swim. Makes you want to, like, swim, dance, and, like, you know, move and groove. And, like, if you were in a pool.
How would you dance?
But you were like, yeah. So let me know in the, yeah.
In the comments.
Let us know in the comment section below. That'd be crazy. Okay.
Oh, that'd be good.
Bye.
Bye.
Way the rising river flows on the night I lose.
That was it for Freak Folks Dance Edition with Galia and Hannah.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Tune in next week. But most importantly,
stay dancing.
Stay dancing, guys.
Always.
It's going to save your life.
If that's anything, we can tell you.
Dance.
Dance the night away.
And dancing means anything. It means shaking your hand. It means whatever.
Everything. Okay.
Do it, guys.
Bye. This is WMUC.
This is WMUC, where the college is aight and the radio's better.
Is good.